This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yes, we are the Morning Shift. We are on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame with Bo. Abe is in for Mike today. Myself, Allie Mack, and of course, Dylan is keeping us between the tracks back at the studio. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Today at SEC Media Days, day two, we have four schools presenting: Georgia, Auburn, Tennessee, and Texas. We're going to dive into that deeper in a second, but I do think these SEC Media Days are bonding the three of us in ways we never expected before. There is a good bond between three people that could not find their car in the parking deck yesterday and had to hit every single floor to find it.
Well, I want to take this moment to throw Abe under the bus. And,
of course
and hear
you
me
do.
Out. Hear me out. Here's one.
Partially fair. I was the first one to speak.
Well, you were, but you kind of let me down because you always have an answer. Whether you're right or wrong, you always have an answer.
Okay.
And you always believe it is right. And I normally you are the one with the right answer on stuff that just no one else even cares to remember or think about. And this is a moment where I go, okay, I was in one mindset when we parked. Mm-hmm. I didn't remember. I guarantee Abe is going to be the smartest guy in the room at this moment and be like, nope, we're right here. And you completely failed me.
Yeah, you know what's funny is this never happens when I drive. Like, when I park, I'm always familiar with it. And I just wasn't paying attention because I get maybe I just wasn't in the mindset of getting back to my car. And I remember the stairwell number, not the floor number.
Right, which is tricky. I mean, stairwell should be the same as the floor number, should it not?
Well, no, because the stairwell's got to be the same across all the floors.
See, this is what I'm talking about right here. This is my exact point.
Well,
I'm not wrong. I don't know if you are or not. I'm going to go check it out. Now, I'm literally going to go back to that parking deck
and figure
it out.
That is stairwell 6 on floor 2, but stairwell 6 on floor 3, stairwell 6 on floor 4.
That's my problem, is he knows crap that you don't care about, but when you really need him, he's nowhere to be found.
We got there.
I have to tell y'all a real quick story, if you don't mind, about how me not being able to find my car almost resulted in Simone and I not getting together. So this is when Simone and I were first talking. So we were on a date, and we went to go see a movie. And after the movie, obviously we're walking to my car. I cannot for the life of me figure out that the parking deck was very weird. And also, I guess I just didn't do a good enough job of landmarking where I parked. It took us so long. It took me so long to find my car that Simone was like, yeah, it was almost over for you after that.
Wow. It kind of, it was like a weird itch. It was just
a weird itch. You didn't expect it. It was awkward because it took so long. So, yeah.
Simone is, she comes off to me as someone that is very business all the time and very efficient. And I can see how that would have very much like been, she'd been like, yeah, I can't do this. He ain't up to my standard as far as efficiency. So I can see that.
Well, if you see the
three
of us.
Then I rizzed her up and it was all good.
If you see the three of us wandering around downtown Atlanta today, just yell at us through the window that we're on floor two. Because at this moment.
I know where we are
today. I remember we're on floor
two. The rest of the week,
two.
We're going to be locked in on that.
We also changed decks.
Yeah, we did.
And this one is a lot more roomy at 5 something in the morning.
Yes, it is. Well, let's
now,
dive
if we can only get in this place at 5:30 when we're supposed to.
Let's be nice. Well, we're going to get into the schools that are presenting today. Of course, Georgia, Kirby Smart will be here today. What are you guys expecting?
I'll start. I'm sure he's going to be asked, is Gunnar Stockton your quarterback? Is that where you're going? What's your confidence level in that? Because it is a fair point to say that while we think we know about Georgia and who's going to play quarterback, do we? I mean, they brought Gunnar Stockton. They brought C.J. Allen as well, and Dalen Everett. But is Gunnar Stockton the guy? I think maybe more it'll be what's your confidence in Gunnar Stockton to Kirby?
Yeah, I mean, first off, this would be like a great con if they brought Gunnar Stockton to SEC Media Days, and then, like, week one, Ryan Puglisi under center takes the first snap. I mean, it'd be a great con.
Well, it'd be very Kirby Nick Saban-esque, right?
I don't think so. I can't remember a coach bringing a quarterback to Media Days and then non-injury-related not having him make the start to the season. And so I think the interesting factor that I want to hear from Kirby is how much they need Gunnar to do or what they need him to be. I think Kirby's going to come out there today and say, hey, this is not about Gunnar Stockton going out there and trying to win a Heisman. This is about Gunnar Stockton, and everyone's got that stupid problem with the term here, Bo. And it's become a little bit more acceptable recently. Gunnar Stockton just needs to go out there. You want to say it with me?
No.
And be a game manager.
I don't want.
Okay. Now, I'm not saying that that was what he will do. But I think Kirby will try and take pressure off of Gunnar by saying that in ways that we did not see Brian Kelly take pressure off of Nussmeier. And I think that also presented today, Sarkisian's going to put the pressure on because he has to deliver. I don't think Gunnar has to deliver at that level.
I hate that terminology.
I know.
Because you know why? Because every quarterback's job is to manage.
Correct.
The game. You're managing every play. You're reading. You're trying to
make winning plays, avoid losing plays. That's managing the game.
I think the thing that we need to think that gets missed in that is like with Gunnar Stockton, is he a one read guy? Because there were times in the SEC Championship and in that Sugar Bowl against Notre Dame, he looked very much to the one read and done type player. And if that's him, they might be in trouble.
I think they had issues at receiver. Well, they did have issues.
Well, no,
I think
they dropped,
I think they're going to be a lot better this year, and I think that's part of why there's pressure off of him to an extent.
Well, that has nothing to do, though, with one read and leave. That is more about why Carson Beck struggled so poorly because they led the country. I think they had like 40
dropped passes.
I mean, that's brutal.
The other thing I'm looking forward to doing is seeing Kirby's response to some of these discussions regarding the SEC. Kirby is kind of viewed now as the new voice from the coach's standpoint, kind of replacing Nick Saban. So I'm fascinated to see if he aligns. I'm sure he will with what Greg Sankey, with what Shane Beamer and Brian Kelly had to say.
Another school that's going to be presenting today is Auburn Hugh Freeze. What are you most interested to find out today from them?
Boy, we talk about what UGA does or doesn't need from Gunnar Stockton. Auburn's going to need all of that from Jackson Arnold. And this is a guy that as a five-star, and I was talking about this the other day, it's so difficult for five stars because they come in with these crazy high expectations. It didn't work out for Jackson Arnold at Oklahoma. He had to get a change of scenery. But I think if Auburn and if Hugh Freeze is going to have a successful season, they need Jackson Arnold to look like he was a star coming out of high school. I'm not convinced that that's what he is, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, he was not. He has some big struggles at Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. That was just really, really bad. I heard someone talk about Auburn and Hugh Freeze, and you know, said, well, he could be fired in the middle of the season, and the recruiting's a problem down there. I think Hugh Freeze is fine. I know him and Lane Kiffin have been doing some back and forth stuff with fishing tournaments and stuff. I just think it's always interesting hearing Hugh Freeze get there and talk. Auburn is a weird, weird program right now for me.
Yeah,
is because I feel like they had it rolling for a while, and then look, Malzahn would win. He was every 3 years, you're good. And Auburn fans kind of thought that they were more than they were. And they
you fall off of that level and you don't have the pure difference maker that they have had at times at quarterback, it's tough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Auburn is what little brother syndrome gets you.
Yeah, yeah.
How about Tennessee? What do you want to hear from them?
They didn't bring a quarterback, which is interesting. Is it Aguilar?
It's got to be Joey Aguilar, who transferred from UCLA when Nico left Tennessee and transferred into UCLA.
And he left App State, didn't he?
Previously,
go to UCLA. I think the quarterback thing around, that's something that's definitely going to be talked about, is what happened with that situation. Why was it such a blank show? Because they basically did not care. They were just like, oh, you think you want more money? Well, no, we saw what you did against the best competition, and you were not quite the same person, or player, I should say. Heupel did make a playoff, so can you get back to it?
Right, so this is the year I'm most fascinated by Josh Heupel. I think this is the year that he can prove something to me, because I think he's had good quarterback play. I think he's had some really nice talent at receiver. Obviously, Dylan Sampson carried a huge load for this team last year. This is the team I'm probably lowest on from the Tennessee perspective. I think if they can outshine my expectations, that'll tell me a lot about Josh Heupel's ability moving forward as a head coach.
How big do you think that game in November, I think it's November 22nd in the Swamp, that could literally be for a college football playoff spot? I think people might be sleeping on that a little bit, that game, and that's going to be interesting, because if Tennessee is close to what they were last year, remember that was a great game last year, and Florida really didn't have.
Yeah.
That was the one where what's his name got hurt and Lagway had to come in.
Yeah. I don't know. I have a tough time putting Florida into that discussion. We'll talk more about them tomorrow when they're here. But I have a tough time viewing them that way right now.
Well, and the final school we'll hear from today is Texas.
It's about the quarterback. I think we all know that. It's about Arch Manning. His first real opportunity to come ahead and present himself as not just QB1, but everything that's around what Arch has been. He's supposed to win the Heisman this year. He's supposed to be the number one draft pick in next year's NFL draft. We're going to talk with Chip Brown of Horns 24/7 a little later in the show. My question in regards to Texas is not about Arch Manning. It is about what is around Arch Manning. And they got some real talent. Anthony Hill Jr., linebacker, is going to be here today, one of the best in the country. They got to replace a lot on both lines, and they got to replace a lot of talent in the receiving core. I have some concerns there.
Yeah, and up front. I mean, think, you know, on the offensive line.
Yeah.
Losing their I know they lost the left tackle in the NFL, and I think there's one or two other departures possibly up front. They were really good in the trenches last year, really good. And people, that was probably to me the one of the best things about what they brought. So they got to replace that depth up front in the trenches, or it could be a long year for Texas because we all know how dominant the SEC is up front.
There's clearly a lot that we want to break down and get into today, but coming up next, Atlanta is the center of the sports world this week. We're going to talk about the new Home Run Derby champ, and we'll go in the huddle. Garrett Wilson got his contract extension. We'll break down those details next with the Morning Shift, live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.